Blog Talk Radio.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you. Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Happy Monday, everybody. It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm logging into the chat room right now for your questions and your comments. Happy Monday, everybody.
All right. And everybody knows that is the producer supreme, Candace.
Thank you.
I think I do something every week for when Candace comes.
Right, yeah. Right.
It makes me feel all warm and fuzzy.
I got to make up something next week. I don't know what it's
right.
going to be.
So how was everyone's weekend?
Pretty good,
not
man.
So bad.
I enjoyed myself.
Notice I cut it down to the weekend instead of the week because
right.
we was getting nowhere with that.
Yeah, it's always popping on the weekends, never on the weekday.
Right.
So, yeah.
So everybody had a good weekend?
Yeah. Enjoyed myself. Got
I know, we got
painted.
Some stuff done. Yeah.
The bike painted, and we are going to be rolling soon. Well, we're rolling already. It's just got the bike painted the new color, and yeah, we're going to do some big things on that this upcoming week.
There we go. Yeah, seriously. Yeah. So who we hollering at?
This week we shall we gonna holler at everybody over there. Gotta send a quick shout out to everybody over there. Hot Topics Talk Radio for their Friday joint. We enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, nice show.
Yeah, enjoyed myself on that. Oh, and to my man over there, Roland D, man. Glad you feeling better, man. Stay up, you know. Hope you pull through the little illness. Sade Bean, Maya Hawkins, Montez Henderson, and Corey Patterson. Gotta say what's up to my boys. What's cracking, y'all? We got to say, to a couple people who died during the week, Tony Scott died, you know, director of Top Gun, Man on Fire, all those other movies mm-hmm. or whatever. And Phyllis Diller died.
Yeah, kind of
hit me a little bit.
That might be a kind of over some people's heads, but Phyllis Diller is a comedy legend.
She
was one of the first people that would bust on herself before, what's her name? The other comedian that busts on herself, got all the plastic surgeries.
Joan Rivers,
right. She was Joan Rivers before that. She was known for busting on herself.
Yeah, so, you know, rest in peace to those two people. DJs, B-Days, we got August 14th, Serena Henderson, August 16th, John Harris, August 17th, Will Annette Harris, August 18th, Jason Fowler. What's up, bro? And August 19th, Regina Todd. So happy birthday to all of you people from Truth Brothers Radio.
All right. And we got some letters?
I believe we did. We had a couple.
You can go ahead, Devon.
I don't have any letters.
Yeah,
you got the letters. I'm just over here checking out my...
Oh, you had paper.
Yeah, I got a little change in my pocket. Oh, not that paper. I'm just drunk.
Yep. Cookies are delicious, aren't they?
Yeah.
She's over there eating delicious cookies instead of reading letters.
You know, things happen with life and things and stuff. You know?
Nothing like fresh baked cookies.
The best
Nothing
part
like
of waking up is racism in your cup. That's what I say. It is.
All righty then.
It is, man. It gets the day going. It's almost like committing suicide when you're handcuffed. That's just.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's a crazy story.
Here
we
go.
Get it
right.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. Dude supposedly committed suicide when he was handcuffed in the back of a police car. We'll get into that a little later on. But
yeah, go
right,
ahead with your letter.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, our letter comes from Kwame Wright. What's up, Kwame?
What's up, brother?
Just want to read what he had to say on We Want Truth at att.net. Said he just wanted to say say you guys are still bringing the topics that keep brothers like himself locked onto the internet radio. I actually spent last week just listening to all of your past shows and can really see the growth and how far you guys have come. I wasn't able to catch the Truth Brothers on that national show you were on a few weeks back, but I did let a few of the brothers at work listen to your show, and they all loved your flavor and that mix of smart comedy. I just saw the topic for tomorrow will be Would You Go Home, and can't wait to hear what your listeners have to say about this one. Peace and blessings, brothers Ray, Devon, and Sister Candace.
That's what's up. But hold on, though, bro. You ain't dedicated because you ain't catch us on that national circuit.
That's messed up.
You ain't dedicated. I'm just playing with you, Kwame, man. We really appreciate that love, man. That's definitely what's up.
He's sharing the show with the other brothers in the county day room. I'm enjoying that. Yeah.
There you go.
Lifting weights, listening to the True Brothers.
Thank
That's good stuff.
Yeah, we really appreciate that, though, man. Thank you so much.
And we got another letter here from Miss Ashley. Ashley, how
going
you
on? How you feeling?
Says, hello, Truth Brothers Radio. First off, congratulations to you guys on all of your recent success. Sorry, I haven't been able to send an email in a while. I've been out of town visiting family, but was able to catch you guys on WVON.
She called us.
Great job. Yes, that was the national circuit.
There you go.
WVON. Great job, you guys. You sounded awesome. And I've been checking out the archives shows. I still love The Terrible Truth. It makes me laugh all the time. I don't know who I have a bigger crush on, Devon or Kent Clark. Anyway, I'll be back to listening this Monday, live and from work, Ashley. And, you read it, so you already
there you
know.
Go.
Yeah, we don't need to read that.
Right. That's what's up.
And the answer is yes, I miss everybody.
Answer
that question. I miss all of my listeners. So,
all right. And we got one more. Last week when we did the Mitt Romney little episode, you know, we had a first-time caller from Drea Coleman, and we gave her a lot of time to talk and a lot of time to get some stuff off her chest, and I thought it was awesome, right? And, you know, she gave a comment at the end of the show, and the comment is, the only way I can have a political conversation is if people are willing to take both sides to task. Now, she broke that in capital letters with an exclamation point. Other than that, they're just caught in emotion over their fear of Republicans and their love of brown-faced Obama. Shaking my head. Thank you for letting me speak, but I can't do the Obama ass, the kiss Obama's ass type conversations. Here at Truth Brothers, we want everybody to say their comments. You're welcome to say everything you want. Just, you know, this is what makes this show great. Nobody has to agree. Everybody's going to bring their stuff in. Like Tony's going to bring her stuff in. Candace going to bring her stuff in. And to me, that's what makes for a good talk show. We want everybody to put their comments in. And, you know, everybody gets a piece of everybody else. And you take it and grow from it.
I mean, it's not necessarily about taking what you know from somebody else. It's just you're welcome to say your opinion. And with that being said, you have to know if you say an opinion, somebody else may agree and they may disagree. And that being the case, it's no need to, become – people can have a – to me, the best conversations are when people tend to agree to disagree.
True.
Those are the best conversations to me. So, you know, sure. That's it. It's I love the fact that we're even getting intelligent callers coming in to
that's
bring
right,
a different
right.
point of
exactly.
view, a different way of thinking there. Because I don't think we think like everybody does as well.
True.
So, you know, we love it. And we love you, Drea, for even taking
that's right.
the time to
and,
write
and
that
we hope you're still out
our...
there, and we hope you're still listening. And please keep giving your comment. I love the different comments from, like, her. Panenki. I like his comments.
Yeah.
I may not agree with him, but I like his comments.
Yeah.
And that's what we want. We want to create an environment where everybody can bring whatever they feel they need to bring to the table, like with your second hour topic of which you go home. That's going to be real important to be able to tell your point of view, because everybody should have a different point of view on this one.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, that's, again, for our first-time listeners who will be listening tonight, we want to thank everybody who's tuning in to True Brothers for the first time or who will be listening to True Brothers for the first time. That second hour conversation, what is the second hour conversation topic is, would you go home? But right now, for the first hour, we do what we do best. It's something called The Terrible Truth.
This is The Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bomb.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Christopher Columbus GPS Systems. Look what you done found.
And Bobby Christina's Dad Loans. Need some green? Ask Brown. That's Dad Loans. Dial 1-800. Sissy said no.
Sparkle. Check this out real quick, y'all. The real crazy story I came across. Teen accused of groping woman's butt blames her irresistible booty.
Well, there you go. I could not help myself.
I'm sorry.
All right, here we go. Teen accused of groping woman's butt blames her, quote unquote, irresistible booty.
I couldn't help myself.
Okay.
Aaron Morris of North Lauderdale, Florida. We're back on the map. Florida is taking over. Was arrested last week after he allegedly groped a woman's behind at a local Walmart. You know, that's where all the thick girls work. All the thick girls work at Walmart. They do.
I got you.
Some of the customers. The 18-year-old is accused of grabbing the right buttock, because not the left, the right one.
Well, he's right-handed.
There you go. And it's always grab the right buttock of a female patron near the woman's dressing room. After being apprehended at a nearby gas station, Morris reportedly confessed to the crime.
There you go. So he copped one and got out of there.
I don't know how fast.
Well, he got caught at a gas station. He got out of there.
He probably sat there and looked. So what you going to do? Nothing?
All right.
Wow.
Well, don't you lucky. I could have grabbed that left.
There you go.
Morris reportedly confessed to the crime while being read his Miranda rights. According to the Broward Sheriff Police report, Morris told the arresting deputy, quote, "Her booty looked so good, I just couldn't resist touching it," unquote.
There you go.
He was booked into Broward County Jail on a misdemeanor touch or strike battery charge, and his bail was set at $1,000.
There you go. Justice said, double bubble blowout kits. Do it all the time.
There you go.
That sounds like a new product.
There it is.
Quincy the Charmin. He is.
There you go. There wasn't no fix or flatten that booty.
Oh, wow. Just absolutely
saying.
Disgusting.
Yeah, he's wrong for that. I don't think he was right for grabbing the woman's
invade space.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Lucky a man wasn't there.
Snatch and grab, y'all. You don't just do that. Like, that's just disrespectful. But, while we taking a pause for the calls, we're going to come back with more Terrible Truth, but we got to take a real quick break. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
You and I see why. You and I see why. That's a unity. You and I see why. The black man from New England.
Who you calling the
pig?
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Truth Inc.
Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers. Brothers Radio. And on the Hot Ones and Twos, that's Candace, the producer supreme.
Yeah, and she made me pick moves like Jagger. I just saw the video for that. I'm sorry, people. If you haven't seen that video.
No, I didn't know what that was.
Let's just get it straight. Let's just say I was the one who recommended, but I was the one who was actually in that actual other clip we got called Don't Say Gay. And this, if you ever see this video, moves like Jagger.
Yeah, it's not nice.
I don't really want to be associated with this.
Yeah. No, well, it ain't. No,
I know it ain't nothing like that. I'm just playing. This is me being me, but yeah.
That is. Hey, well, check this out. Senate candidate provokes ire with illegitimate rape comment. Kansas City, Missouri. In an effort to explain his stance on abortion, Representative Todd Akin, the Republican Senate nominee from Missouri, provoked ire across the political spectrum on Sunday by saying that in instances of what he called legitimate rape, women's bodies somehow block an unwanted pregnancy.
There you go.
Asked in an interview on a St. Louis television station about his views on abortion, Mr. Akin, a six-term member of Congress who is backed by the Tea Party conservatives, made it clear that his opposition to the practice was nearly absolute, even in instances of rape. It seems to me, from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. I don't know what doctor he was talking to.
You know,
Mr. Akin said of pregnancies from rape, if it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to shut that whole thing down.
You know, because the male doctor said
that. What the hell is legitimate rape?
You ain't heard? You a woman, you supposed to tell us. You must have a switch in the back somewhere that just turns off the tube.
Oh, yeah?
You have that.
Wait a minute. This is a legitimate rape.
You ever saw that movie?
Dr. A.
You ever saw that movie Teeth?
No.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you need to see this movie called Teeth. That's what happened. That's what he's talking about. But anybody ever seen? Hold on. Anybody ever seen that movie Teeth? Know what I'm talking about? Call in 818-514-1202. Finish.
But let's assume that maybe he didn't. But let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something. I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be of the rapist, not attacking the child.
Yeah.
Of your rapist that you're forced to have.
Now, you're going to carry this baby that might grow up to be a raper, too.
Might have that grin of the dude that you know, just terrible.
Yep.
Absolutely terrible. 818-514-1202.
That was for you, Tony.
The comments were made during an interview. Yeah, what?
No, I'm saying was asking what the stance on eugenics.
Yeah, well,
right.
Wipe them all out. The comments were made during an interview with KTIV-TV that was posted on... that was posted on Sunday on the station's website, provoked howls of outrage from Democrats and women's rights organizations. Senator Claire McCaskill, the Democrat who will face Mr. Akin in the November election, immediately took to Twitter with a blunt response. As a woman and former prosecutor who's handled hundreds of rape cases, she wrote, "I am stunned by Representative Akin's comments about the victims this morning." Mr. Akins quickly backtracked from his taped comments by saying he misspoke. Oops, I'm sorry.
My bad.
I didn't mean to say it like that.
I didn't
mean
to say legitimate rape.
Right, just,
I
you know.
I mean rape that you don't really want, but you enjoy anyway.
Right.
The difference.
Exactly. Well, yeah, hey, that's how he coming off.
Wow.
That's how he coming, you know, you're not really kicking and fighting as hard as.
Yep. Like what I
what's
did,
love got to do
like
with
what
it?
What Ike had go. To do with Tina in that room.
Yep, Nutbush. Remember that?
Hey.
That's what you want. Quit acting like it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible.
Ooh,
so,
the jokes in it.
Yeah.
So, I can't do that.
Got a question, Candace.
That is horrible.
As a woman, how offensive is that?
It's quite offensive. I'm sorry. I'm looking over here.
I know you're there. It's crazy how a person who don't have the same tools that a woman has,
there you go,
can speak on a woman's body.
And it's beyond me. It's beyond me.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, it's incredibly insulting. I mean, it just goes to show how little regard they have for women as a whole. Just to blatantly just.
And now we're talking about This is a Tea Party back conservative. Now, remember, we was getting on Romney last week. This is one of them, I don't see what you see of both sides things. Look at all of the legislation that the Republicans have been putting out trying to stop a woman's right to do what she feels she got to do.
Yeah.
I find it, just offensive. You got all these old, decrepit white men who just decides on what to do with your body. Now, this same Mr. Akins and Paul Ryan both put a bill through the House of Representatives this year talking about curtailing what is rape. And they're also not with the Defense of Women Act, which was talking about shelters for battered women and this and that. They voted against all of that.
Right.
They voted against all of that. Then we remember the Sandra Fluke. Remember
right.
that?
Right.
And matter of fact, speaking of Sandra Fluke, we got the guest star from that particular episode. Hey, Tony, you on with the Truth Brothers?
Hey, I hope you can hear me because I had to try and do you guys through Skype today. Having a problem with the browser.
And real loud and clear, over and out.
Oh, good.
I told you this was for you.
When I read that article on that idiot this morning, I almost flew off my chair. I felt like, oh, geez, if I could just put my hands around his neck.
Nope,
you know.
Rape if you do that.
That's right.
You can't put your hands around his neck. That he. You
That's
know.
A legitimate choking.
No, because his body can turn off.
There you go. He can turn off his windpipe.
Yeah, he can turn it off because of the attack. I thought that was absolutely just asinine, you know. And I'm not surprised that a lot of people, or not a lot of people, but a few people from the GOP have taken a stance against what he has said, but it's going to be interesting in how Romney and Riley are going to answer to that when the debates come up, because, you know, health care is going to be one of the main crux of the debate.
Well, Mitch already came out and backtracked, talking about, well, him and Ryan are in defense of a woman's right to choose in cases of rape, but he was real lawyer-like with his answer.
Yeah,
the whole legitimate rape thing, that comes out of the GOP handbook.
Yeah.
It really does. Because it's funny how they can say, oh, well, you know, they're not going to validify what he's saying, you know, it holds no valor. But still, again, you still see them in their platform as being the two that are most significant about the Planned Parenthood closure,
mm-hmm.
you know, for women's health care. So, you know, it's one of those bounce and ball type stories once again.
There you go. Yep. So 818-514-1202. Anybody else got some comments? Because, I mean, I want to hear from some of the ladies out there. I mean, what the hell is legitimate rape?
Right,
I mean, the question, what is illegitimate rape then?
That's rape. How oxymoronic is that statement?
Yeah.
I mean, who asks to be raped? What, like you said, in what right is it okay to be raped?
I think that's the question that we need to propose to the guy. I mean, I think we need to ask him, okay, what is legitimate rape? Like, can you give me an example even of legitimate rape?
Yeah.
The closest example that you can give to me is some type of reincarnation, some type of sex game or something like that. That's the closest thing.
Role-playing type of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, but where they coming off, they're not coming off like that. They're coming
no,
off as
know
a
that.
Woman.
We know,
right.
We know that, but I'm just saying, for the sake of argument.
You dressed up and went out to the club. See, that girl in the Walmart, she asked to have her booty. Why would her booty look so nice?
There you go.
She asked for it. That's how they come in.
Can I jump to that? Because
yeah.
That article... I sat here
real bad.
Thought about it. Well, it's the same way that women that are in domestic situations, you know, they're.
Yeah, Tony.
Yeah,
Tony,
you're breaking up real bad. I had to put it back on hold. Yeah, you're breaking up real bad.
Yeah, Tony, try to call back because I heard bits and pieces of what you were saying.
You're Skyping
out. But it was breaking up and we really couldn't get you clear. to make your point. But try to call. Try to get back in through that.
Jump in the chat room.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, back to what we were saying. I really have a problem with that being a father of a daughter.
Yes.
I couldn't have nobody come to me. Hey man, you got to calm down. It was a legitimate rape. Like I couldn't have no.
Exactly. No, it was an illegitimate rape.
I mean, no. I'm saying if they said it was raped, but it was legitimate. So what are you mad for? That's what I'm saying. Like you got to. There's no way that those words don't, like Candace said, they're oxymoronic.
Right.
They don't go together.
Right.
You know, it's messed up that we actually have to have this conversation to a point where you even coming out your body or through your vocal cords to even put those words together.
Right.
That's, you're not a woman. Now, had you been a woman and had you been raped before, would you be saying that? Like Gabrielle Union came out again and spoke against what he said because Gabrielle's been in that situation. And she said he has to be an idiot. No person who actually been through that will say legitimate, illegitimate. It's all a violation.
That's what
Gabrielle Union said.
Yeah. If there's no way to clean that up. I mean, just for the simple fact that you even let that come out of your mouth just shows what little regard you have for women, period.
Yeah, and
your mother, your daughters, your sisters, your nieces, whomever,
absolutely.
Just for you to put that out there, like you're less than a person, like you call for this thing.
Now, if you're saying it's a legitimate rape, though, that legitimate makes something seem like it's legal or it's okay. So
if
I go to court and I say, hey, I raped her, but it was a legitimate rape, can I leave now?
Yeah, but you twist it. He's saying the legitimate rape is an actual rape where someone should be prosecuted and go to jail. The question is, what the hell is an illegitimate rape? Right.
Exactly.
Oh, he was the captain of the football team, and we know you liked him. That's why you went to his room. Now you're saying it's rape. That's illegitimate. That's where he's coming off.
As opposed to statutory rape, maybe?
No, as opposed to somehow in some way you asked for this.
Well, how exactly?
Coming out of his mouth, he's saying that's what an illegitimate rape is. Somehow, some way, did you go to the club? Did you take the drink?
But that's what I'm saying. That
that's
goes
what
back
he's
to
saying
my
is,
point.
It's illegitimate.
Like, but that's okay. If you,
okay,
it's
so,
like saying legitimate. Basically, you're saying it's a legitimate rape to me constitutes as consenting sex.
Yes.
No, you.
That's, but it does.
Was,
that's
I
what
get what you're
like.
Saying, but he's going the opposite way. The dude who jumps behind you with the knife to your neck, that's supposedly legitimate. You going on a first date with El Creepo and you didn't know he was El Creepo is illegitimate,
right?
Rape.
But that's what I'm saying. That's my point of anytime, especially a dude in his position, anytime that you can make a statement saying legitimate rape together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what
no
I'm
doubt.
Saying. Like you're
no
saying
doubt.
There are points where it should be okay to rape
to
somebody.
Rape someone. Right.
And that's what I'm saying. If you're saying that, that means that he can get he should be if court come up, hey, Your Honor, legitimate rape.
Hey,
oh, not guilty.
I
get him out of here.
He should spend a weekend in prison and then we'll find out what's legitimate and illegitimate. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'ma give it to ya with no trivia. Roll like cocaine straight from Bolivia. My hip hop will rock and shock the nation. Like the Emancipation Proclamation. We get seen, a post with flame to set. Your mother run to the wall and bang your head. I put the force, my force is out. I'll make the devil tower to the caucus mountain.
When I'm Messiah, I set the microphone on fire. Rap style Barry and carry like Mariah. I come from the Shaolin slum and the Alan funk. And coming through with enough guns. So if you wanna come sweating, stepping contest.
Truth Brothers Radio.
It's not about anything else.
Go to your room and lock the door.
Cause when you try it once, you won't try it some more.
Time doesn't matter and that's a fact. It might be small, but it's a big impact.
Oh.
But you're not, but you're not. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust.
Don't delay.
Take your time, make your mind, don't
delay. Bustin' nuts, bustin' nuts.
Corn Nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors. Bust a nut at a convenience store.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Love, no breaks, no brow, high stakes, crack smoke, black folks, Big Mac, fat folks, ecstasy capsules, presidential scandals, everybody move. Two words, most deaf, K-West, hot shit, calm down, get back, ghetto people got this, game porn, not shit, gun porn, top shit, we won't stop shit, everybody move. Two words, BKNY, bedside, too hard, too hungry, too many.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back, and we're still into the terrible truth. And I'm here in the chat room looking at some of these comments, and Tony threw one out there that really has got me raised with my eyebrow here, saying that in domestic violence situations, it has been always been argued that the male partner cannot, quote-unquote, rape his wife or significant other. And that's deep.
That used to be the law. That law has changed.
Oh, I was going to say.
Law has changed as far as, I know, at least as far as the 90s, it changed. But it used to be, it used to be that a wife couldn't charge her husband with rape, but that's changed.
Okay, because, I
remember hearing that a while back, too. I remember hearing stories like that. Now, had the law changed, I believe.
Yeah, the law's changed. Now, the Republicans are trying to change it back, but the law has changed.
Now, I mean, that's a bunch of plucky, because here's my thing. Any unwanted sex is rape, period.
Yeah, no means no.
Yeah, except for that dude in jail. I guess he wanted it, too. Would that be considered legitimate rape?
I say we should put old Todd in there and find out.
Yeah, that's just whatever.
No, Mr. Debo.
It's time. Pack him down.
There you go.
Pack them.
That's a mess. We're going to move on.
Stuff his shoe. And I mean it. Stuff his shoe.
Tell me. He didn't just say that.
Yeah, I think he did. That's a mess.
He's broken now.
Now all right, fellas, listen. You all got to promise me.
Uh-oh.
You got to promise me you're going to let me get through this story.
I don't make no promises. I'm sorry.
Because I read across this, and normally I would have passed by this, but this was just like.
I make no promises is all I'm saying.
Well, damn it. You have to.
I'll try. Yeah, let's try.
Naked priest drives while intoxicated in Dearborn, Michigan. Told cop he likes driving nude.
Jesus made me do it.
That's
like
right.
I normally wouldn't have picked this story, but I got.
Hold on, because I got interrupted by the brother. Say that again, Candace. Say that one more time.
I said, normally I wouldn't read stories like this. Yeah, I wouldn't pick stories like this.
Run me that title one more time, please. Run me that title.
All right.
Let's get it in.
Naked priest driving while intoxicated in Dearborn, Michigan, told cop he likes driving nude.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
When cops approached this priest's car last weekend, he may have been a little too busy gathering his clothes to come up with a good excuse for his nudity. Reverend Peter Peachstroke.
You got it all wrong. I was going as Adam to this Halloween party. You got it all wrong. Okay, I'm sorry. All week, baby.
Oh, God. I hope I'm saying his last name right, but that's kind of how it's
stroked. Called. That's right. That's what I be doing.
Reverend Peter.
I be dusting.
Petstroke. Oh, sorry.
Yep.
Peter Petstroke, former pastor of Sacred Heart Parish, was arrested last week in Dearborn, Michigan, after allegedly driving a vehicle while intoxicated.
Bless his
and
sacred
naked,
heart.
And now faces charges for his driving under the influence and obscene conduct. The Detroit Free Press reports an officer stopped Petstroke after another driver called 911 to report a new traveler on the road.
What's his name? Petstroke? Okay, I got you.
Peter Petstroke.
Peter, shh, listen. Take your clothes. Peter, listen. Take your clothes off.
Is that you, God?
Yeah, that's me.
All right, so...
Jesus, tell him to take his
clothes. The priest was completely in the buff when approached by an officer, whom he repeatedly told, "I was hot. I like to drive around naked.
He looks so
good.
I don't even know why we have that. What the?
Believe. Just imagine what he likes to do with the cheering.
I was to drive around naked.
You know. Who don't?
That stroke.
It's my passion.
Blood alcohol kind of.
Come on.
Oh, Lord, it's my passion.
There you go.
That's a mess.
Him and that rake whip.
That stroke blood alcohol content was 0.09, 1.1% above the legal limit for operating a motor vehicle in Michigan.
No, it's funny. It was water first.
According to the Detroit News. According to the police report, it says the news, Petstroke was unable to correctly recite the alphabet or count from 1 to 4.
Nope. But I bet you can give you all chapters of that Bible.
He was suspended indefinitely Monday after the Archdiocese of Detroit got wind of the incident, though he did perform Mass the morning after his arrest.
The Catholic
Archdiocese released a statement saying that it takes the situation seriously and is cooperating fully with the law, fully with law enforcement.
Yeah. Pastor, why is your robe standing up?
Boy, you make my robe stand up, boy. Give it to me.
We got a call. 562, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hey, thank you guys for taking calls. That is really a good, courteous thing to do. Regarding your subject here, hi, by the way. Good evening.
How you doing?
Yeah, what's your name?
Mr. Solution.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, where are you guys out of?
We out of the Chi.
I'm sorry, what state?
Illinois.
Oh, Illinois. Okay, nice to meet you. Big Chicago in the house, as they say. At any rate, here you say the question, would you go back to Africa given the chance? Do you think you would feel at home in the motherland? Do you have I think doing business with Africa would be a good start. And I think visiting it, because I would say no, because we're not acculturated to Africa. I have met some Africans here, and obviously they've come here for a better opportunity. So I would say an American going to Africa to live, and that's almost regardless of their race, but if you're referring to black Americans, was that your primary target audience?
Mr. Solution, we kind of doing something we call the terrible truth right now, where we covering stories from around the country. We're talking about priests that's driving naked. We gonna get on Africa in the next hour.
We got that. We got a 2 hour. We do a 2 hour show. The first hour of what we do is something we call the terrible truth. The second hour is our second hour conversation, because it's a little bit more deeper and more in depth. That's why.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of that.
All right. We appreciate the call altogether. But
that's right.
I do like what you were saying. So
wait a minute, priests that drive around naked?
Yeah. You got it.
What's
happens.
What's in your wallet?
That's what he was saying.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. That is funny. All right. Yeah. I'll hang out and listen to that. I guess no comment on that.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely hold on to your comment. And at 8 o'clock, we will be jumping into our second hour conversation, which is, would you go home? So
there you go.
Hang out with us.
There you go. Keep your shorts on. Here
there
we go.
Yeah.
Tragic.
It is awful. Why do you have a major in your car, sir?
Well, for Mr. Solutions, who just kind of tuned in, just in a nutshell.
A nutshell.
No pun intended. But there was a priest who has this fetish with driving around naked, and he got stopped by police while he was intoxicated out in Michigan.
It's his passion. You can't say that.
I'm not saying
that. Is that a nice stick? Are you happy to see me?
Reverend Peter Petstroke likes to stroke his pet while he drives around.
There you go.
There we go.
I didn't say him up.
What are you doing, sir? What is that KFC bucket doing in your car?
Why is it dancing?
Well, you know, sir, could you stop coughing? I'm sorry. I'm too busy choking on this chicken. I'm sorry. What is that KFC
Oh, we got them coming. We got them coming. What are you doing? Sir. Sir.
Yes.
Hands off your pew.
Okay, dude.
That pastor had he caught that feeling.
There you go.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, what are you doing? Oh, this is the book of Peter.
There you go. Peter Petstroke.
Peter
what they
Popoff.
There you go.
Pastor Peter Popoff. Sunday sermon.
Sometimes, miracle water.
The eye for your eye.
There you go.
There you go.
Hand children.
Okay. All right. That's
sometimes you got to backhand your kids before they get here.
There you go.
Yes.
You guys are idiots. Right on. Go with your story.
Better rise and jerk your kid.
I'm
sorry.
Woo! Okay, the kid struck your ride.
There you go.
Oh my God!
A bird in the hand is worth a in the bush.
There you go.
Worth a nut in the bush.
All right, we're gonna need an apology in a minute.
Yeah, we getting there. My bad. Rising sun. Pennsylvania.
And on the third day, he wrote.
Hey, shut up! All right.
Who say you gotta wait 3 days? Mary, that you? Mary, that you? Legitimacy. Pennsylvania woman accused of killing fiance on wedding day.
Well, all right. Didn't take long.
Yeah, an Eastern Pennsylvania woman who was supposed to be spending her first full day as a newlywed was spent in jail Sunday, accused of killing her fiance. What you got there? Oh, yeah, you know, I'm sure Justin's got a few to get out there.
Oh,
accused of killing her fiancé hours before they were married, authorities said. Nicola Dacel Franklin, 31.
All right, here we go.
Nicola Dacel Franklin. Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, would you go home?
Hello. Anyway, was charged with criminal homicide on Saturday morning, stabbing death of Billy Raphael Brewster, 36, in their Whitehall Township apartment, and at her arraignment by video from jail Saturday, Franklin, apparently unable to get grasp that he was dead, pleaded to the judge, quote, "You got to check him again," end quote, according to Morning
Call. He does this all the time.
You know, stop breathing. After District Judge Donna Butler told her that Brewster had been pronounced dead earlier, Franklin wailed and covered her face in her hands and said, quote, "I want my family back," she said, gently rocking back and forth, "I want to go home." When asked if she understood the homicide charge, Franklin wept and choked out the words at one time, "I did not kill him on purpose." I had to say it like that.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't no purpose. We'll go home.
I legitimately killed him.
Legitimately. Y'all don't get it. Franklin and Brewster were supposed to be married at 10 a.m. Saturday, but police said that they were called to the apartment shortly after 2 a.m. Saturday, and found Brewster bleeding from the torso as he lay on the landing outside his apartment. He was pronounced dead a little over an hour later at a hospital, District Attorney Jim Martin said. The Lehigh County Coroner Office said the preliminary investigation revealed 2 stab wounds that resulted in a punctured heart. Neighbor Steve Engel said the pastor who was supposed to perform the ceremony came by the building after not being able to reach the couple. He said that others who were apparently going to the wedding also showed up at the building throughout the day.
There it is.
Tragic.
Yeah, man. You're running late. We got to hurry up and
shut up before I kill.
Stop playing. Those are blanks, aren't they?
Never mind.
Ew.
Stabbed him. I could.
Missed
his hands. That's what she was saying for his hands.
Oh, wow.
Stab wound through your hands. Get up here on this big T and let me put this through your hands.
All right.
Go ahead.
Hey. Oh,
came through later. There you go.
Yep. All right.
God.
Donna Donna Jean Walls, Philip Dwayne Walls, allegedly invade pastor's home while high on bath salts.
What's up with these people going crazy over pastors now?
Hey.
But pastors shouldn't be out here.
At least this one
had
his clothes on. Right.
There you go.
A middle-aged couple has been arrested after allegedly getting high and barging into a pastor's home, brandishing guns and knives. Donna Jean Walls and Philip Dwayne Walls of Kings Mountain, North Carolina, were allegedly under the influence of the synthetic drug known as bath salts on Monday evening. The couple reportedly began hallucinating that a gang of hoodlums was camped out under their house and was waiting to attack them.
It was 12 disciples. I can remember.
Police say Donna Walls called 911 for help, telling officers, "There are people under our house." The couple then went outside, allegedly armed with multiple knives and guns, and toting a duffel bag with jewelry, wigs, and more guns inside. Donna Walls fired about 7 shots, the arrest warrant states, before the couple barged into the home of Pastor Richard Robinson his wife, Deborah, who lives across the street. They just came stumbling in, Deborah Robinson told. They were acting like wild animals.
Oh,
nevertheless, Pastor Robinson was able to keep cool in the frightening situation and managed to convince the couple to surrender their weapons. I just said, "Dwayne, you're in my house. Ain't nobody going to hurt you. Give me the gun," he explained. Then the pastor led the couple into prayer while waiting for the police to arrive.
Yep. Sit there and pray.
Do y'all hear that? Baby, they under the house.
Yeah.
They're under the house. What are we going to do?
We're going to get them. We're going to get them and we're going to pray for them.
I
don't understand
the
power.
The bath salt?
Not the bath salts, but what's with the fascination of going out the pastors and priests and their thing?
That just
man.
Was the coinkidink.
I'm just saying,
but
though.
They decided, they heard, that now granted they live in a trailer, but they kept hearing, there's people under the house, they coming to get us. They want my wigs.
That's the earth.
Put it in the bag.
There you go. Now get our guns. Now let's go over
there. There you go. They're coming in. They after us.
Dumb people.
Bath salts.
It gets you there. It gets you there. But that, pastors aren't always as innocent.
In this case, this guy, hey.
Let's lead him in prayer. On your knees.
On your knees.
Everybody close your eyes.
Right.
Time to go legitimate in here. That's wrong. I feel bad. Time to get legitimate in here. And then, but then again, you got other pastors like your boy. Who your boy that just got hit with the charge that had the big church? Not just, but a while back got hit with the charge, got that huge church.
In Atlanta?
Yeah.
The mega church.
With the curl and like to take the
pictures. They got hit with the,
But he was crowned king of the world.
Yeah.
Eddie Long.
Bishop
Gideon Long.
My man with the gay voice and then when he got hit with the, I got 2 stones and I ain't threw one yet. Like that dude. Yeah, he's one of them cats that hit him with bath salts.
Yep. And remember, the parishioners crowned him king of the world, picked him up on their shoulders, and carried him around the church.
And I wouldn't have did that after them junk pictures I saw.
After them, right, all in front of the mirror with Jerry Curl and,
how you do it.
And that ain't Curl Activator.
Yep. Nah, that's that dude from that car jail.
It is Long's stroke, huh?
There you go. Yeah, Long's jail.
There you go.
Put it in your hand.
There you go. Give it to the kids.
Oh.
Hey, he the one smashed children.
Oh.
He smashed them. Oh, I'm going to mentor the kids.
Prayer
is the thing for you.
They were boys, right?
Yep.
Right, I agree with Tony.
Yep, took them all over the world on trips. Would you believe it? They don't have any more hotel rooms. I guess we'll all just have to stay here. All
right, boys.
Come on. It's like a camp out.
We're not sharing this bath water, so everybody in.
There you go. Everybody in. We can only conserve water.
We got to conserve
everybody
the water.
Everybody shower together.
Green pee.
Okay.
There you go. Hey.
You ain't got steady. Behind your back or nothing. Come here.
Look at how clean I am. Check. Yeah. Move things around. Yeah.
Take your time. You do not want to rush these things.
No, what's a mess is if you kept going to his church.
That's
a,
and they
that's
did.
That's the mess.
And they kept coming back.
Yep.
And he, I got two stones, and they. That's right, Eddie.
They're right here, and he lifted them up.
Yep. These are what they're trying to keep from your children, bishops.
Yep.
Greatest basketballs that ever played. Anyway.
That's a mess.
That's what he said. Bishops.
Who got the next story? Me?
Yeah.
Or is it you?
No, it's you.
It's you.
Just,
let's
I'm
go.
I'm just tired
there
of the
go.
World altogether. I'm just tired. I want to go.
Lord have mercy. Okay. Excuse me. I had a little frog in my throat.
It's the plague. We talking about these friends. Talking about these pastors.
Shut up. Ukrainian commission wants to ban quote-unquote gay SpongeBob and Teletubby losers.
Yep, here we go.
But
take on the SpongeBob.
Keep them wiggles around.
There you go.
And first, that gay dude with the orange outfit. I'm bad. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yo, Gabba Gabba Boy.
That
fruity.
Yep.
That
yep.
fruity boy.
How you like me now?
For the commercial, because I got some things to say about that.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
First, they came for the sisters, and now they want SpongeBob SquarePants. The Ukraine is considering a move to censor several children's shows after a new study from a conservative commission labeled the shows, quote-unquote, a real threat to the country's youth.
SpongeBob.
The Ukraine's
Wiz Khalifa, SpongeBob.
Yeah.
The Ukraine's National Expert Commission for Protecting Public Morality released the report, which attacks several U.S. and international programs as detrimental to the country. Psychologist Irina Medvedeva is quoted in the study alleging that children aged 3 to 5 years old, quote unquote, pull faces and make jokes in front of adults they don't know, laugh out loud, and repeat nonsense phrases in a brazen manner after viewing the show.
Candace, I don't mean to cut you off, but justice just threw your boy out the window. Said when Bing Rangs come jumping out of his big burly closet and come clean,
and
poor Tony don't know that he's that way.
Yes,
Tony, he's
watch
that way.
Holiday Heart, it broke my
Holiday
heart.
So
and that wasn't hair gel; he was used.
So let me get this straight.
Oh my God, he is not the Rosewood. I fell in love with the Rosewood.
So he really is on that side.
Bing Rangs,
Lawson,
baby boy, Bing Rangs.
So he's James Avery type of.
There you go.
And
I hope
Will,
not.
And the Will
and I ain't buying
Carl
that.
Carl Winslow.
Shut up! I'm gonna finish my story. Don't say that to me.
Copper? Yes, Tony. He's that way.
No.
He's pregnant with a baby boy.
No. No, say it's not so.
You want some breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yep.
I'm like dying over here. Poet's just like, oh, man.
When you get on YouTube, put in Bing Rame and the People's Choice Award, and you'll see.
Yep. Hi, boy.
Oh.
See.
Leave me alone. Don't do that.
Go.
I want you to see you to see what I'm doing to your mama. Don't go to sleep in your stomach.
Yep. When he had Tyrese in that headlock, he meant that.
He licked him on his
make you fix it and make it better.
Better yet, I'll fix it.
I've been in love with Bing for a long time. Are you kidding me? He can't return the love at all? Hush up, fellas. Tony.
Huh.
Girl. It broke
no.
my heart. I saw Holiday Heart, and I was just depressed for weeks.
Yeah.
He changed his name to
Shut
Ding Ring.
Shut
there
up.
You go.
Oh, my God. And I'm like, oh, my. Oh. Are you kidding me?
No, man.
Please tell me this is a joke.
Yeah, Ding.
Justin.
Yeah, no doubt. Ding,
just
Ding.
Just say Grand Marshal.
He said Grand Marshal of the 50 train.
Justin. No.
There you go.
Yeah, hit him with it.
There you go.
Butter and paper, baby. Butter and paper.
Oh, man. And I was so looking forward to trying meeting him one day because I thought, okay, this is going to be my man one day.
The gun is to loosen you up. The butter is to make it slippery.
Y'all got
good stuff. I see you got a little hustle. That's good. I like that.
Oh, my God. Put me back on hold because I got to go search YouTube.
Maybe that, but you know what? Oh,
butter,
I had a thing. I had a. almost said something ignorant.
Oh, butter.
Ooh wee. That's the. Hey, I'm sorry. I've been growing this in your yard.
I'll never do it again.
That was the gun giving off the butter.
When your son go to sleep.
Just to say captain of the good ship Lollipop.
It's amazing. He played in that movie Piranha 3D. And that, you seen that? This is seen in that movie.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
I want the rosewood.
Nah, you don't get that. You get bush bush.
You get nut bush. That's what you get.
No.
Not rosewood, nut bush.
Ding ding rains in.
There you go.
Nut bush.
No. Say it ain't so.
It's so. Live with it.
Say it ain't so.
The only people you can depend on is Truth Brothers Radio. We're going to get ready to go. Go ahead, get ready to go into the second hour.
You didn't even let me finish
I know,
story.
But hey, Ving messed you up.
You messed me up.
No.
Guns and butter, baby.
Yep, guns and butter messed you up.
The butter's to loosen you up. The guns to add the space.
That's
I'm sorry.
Really?
That's what he said. I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
I'm gone. I can't.
I didn't say it.
I'm going to get more cookies. I'm mad now.
All right, we're going to get ready to go into the second hour topic of would you go home? And I know everybody got some good comments. And, you know,
we're
going to talk about the motherland.
Get ready. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
You'll get an education unlike any other. Every single day, people will try and kill you. That'll teach you lessons you'll never learn in school. Improvised explosive devices, snipers, suicide bombers. That's why there's never been a better time to enlist. In the Navy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
While them poor grunts are eating sand in the 130-degree heat, we're catching cool breezes on the big ships, learning mad skills, and getting some.
Oh.
That's right. Navy's co-ed, baby. Our lady sailors bathe every day in co-ed showers. I ain't lying, pal. Out here with the big guns, we can practically guarantee you won't die unless you party too hard. Call your Navy recruiter today. We'll pay for college, and it won't cost you an arm and a leg. Navy. Because joining the Army is just stupid.
What the fuck, getting us?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained?
Right, Truth Brothers Radio, Guns and Butter, baby. This is the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
Shut it.
Let's try it again. I'm Ray. I got
I'm picturing him hopping around with his mama, and he's looking Tyrese right in the eye.
Yep.
It's like, as soon as I'm done over here, it's your turn. Enjoy it. Where's Snoop, too? I want him. I'm Devon.
Yeah, we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And, of course, as always, you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. All one word. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I'm in the chat room watching Ving Rhymes get dissed by Justice and the crew over here.
There you go.
And they wrong.
Oh, wow. Holiday hard.
You don't know love like I know love.
I hate you all.
Woo! And the second hour topic is not Ben Rains, but would you go home? You know, as we was talking last week about Mitt Romney and Democrats, Republicans, and America, it kind of felt like the point was trying to be made about kind of wanting to rise up and leave. So if you had the opportunity, would you go back to Africa? Would that be a viable option for you? Yes, no, maybe so.
And when we actually proposed this question on Facebook, when we actually put the topic up, first off, I want to thank everybody who jumped as soon as we made the event. People jumped and flocked straight to this event on Facebook, and we want to thank everybody who did that. And at the same time, we want to thank everybody who left comments, because we got a lot of comments from people who had an opinion about going back. And even
yes,
they were so excited, they called a half hour before the topic started. Miss Solutions, thank you, bro. But
Mr.
That's what I said, right? I said Mr. Solutions.
Okay, I hope you did.
Yeah, I said Mr. Solutions.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyway, we had a lot of people coming in, and the question was proposed, like we said, would you go home? Given that opportunity to have that chance to go back and live in Africa, you know, would you take it? And we have a lot of comments. I have two here from a couple of True Brother listeners.
Let's get the comments out the way.
One
man.
From
cool.
Drea Coleman. What's up to you? Good. She says, good question. I have a friend who went back to Africa last year. He says it's just short of hell on wheels, trying to shift and get used to it. I probably wouldn't go back there because no matter how long you bake a cat in a oven, it will never be a biscuit. Let that one marinate, folks. I put the marinade juice on, still ain't click. But I feel what you're saying.
No, I know what you mean.
I know. I'm just being stupid. Nisha Williams, another True Brother listener, said, I would go only if I knew what tribe I belong to. I would love to know that information. I've done research on my family history. I've learned a lot, but always itching to learn more. I know history started in Africa. I would love to. She would love to go home.
Right. Well, my boy Lonnie Irby, that's my brother, said, I have done my African ancestry DNA earlier this year and presently researching my origins because of my results. Truly, after 400 plus years of mentality of Africans have changed just as we have due to outside intruders inside and inside greed. Like that comment. I love Africa and some of Africa loves us.
True indeed.
Yeah.
It is
a love-hate relationship for the most part, but I am going to visit regardless. Staying is another issue because you definitely want to feel as if it's truly home for you and your family. My maternal DNA is 100% matched with the Mende people of Sierra Leone, and my paternal DNA is 100% matched with the Tsogo people of Gabon. Hotep for melanin in all its beginning and all things. Like that comment.
Love that.
So
comment.
he did the research, and you know, to me, if you do the research, you're right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Candace.
Candace has her comment as well. I think she got a couple.
Yeah.
I got one from Kim Morris. She says, you know, the sad fact is it's not home for African Americans due to the fact that most don't even know what part of Africa we even come from. Also, the culture there is so different from what we are accustomed to. Example, a girlfriend of mine went to Africa some years ago with someone who was born and raised there. Anyway, they went to visit some friends of this lady. As they were visiting, my friend was admiring the pet dog. The host asked, "You like the dog?" My friend said, yes, she did. The host then invited both of them to dinner that night. The two left to refresh themselves and went back for dinner. As they sat down to eat, the host brought out this platter with some type of roasted meat. My friend, not recognizing the meat, asked, what type of meat is this? The host told her, it is the dog you admired earlier today. My friend jumps up yelling for them to get the dog away from them.
Kalibubu.
My girl fainted. Don't be ignorant, please.
Just a sip. Scooby snack.
My girl fainted. The family thought that because she admired the dog so much, they would do her the honor of serving it to her. You asked, would you go home? I already am. I got you, Kim. I got you.
I'm sorry. Oh, here you go.
Justice is an idiot.
Oh,
he got me off the bike laughing.
Wow.
Okay.
But that's deep, though.
It is. It is.
We
got a caller. Yeah, we got a caller. 281, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Oh, my God.
Hey, peace and blessings to y'all. This Prophet Andre.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, love?
What's going on with y'all? How y'all feel?
How you feeling, man?
This what it is on my perspective, brother. You know, most of us that's over here that wasn't already over here established, you know, because we had white folks and slaves back in the earlier times. And the thing is, before we migrated from the eastern part, because we got ran out by the Pakistanians and the Indians. So when we migrated to the western part of Africa, we were like homeless. So who was the first ones to go when the Spaniards came and, you know what I'm saying, started trading for slaves, trading different like goods and things. But on the side of western era, it was already black folks over there. You know, they just got ruled out between that 1776, that freedom and independence. They wasn't looking for it from the six tribes of Egypt, of Europe. They were looking at it from independence from us. We should go and visit because that's our homeland, but this is the home that we build as a people. We the only people in this area that's without a nationality, what they consider African-Americans. That's a continent. You know what I'm saying? America, it's a continent. You know, but what we're in love with, you know, we wonder why the Moabites, the Cushites, and the Egyptians disappeared and migrated.
In Asia, a continent? I'm saying they're called Asian Americans too.
Yeah, but you notice, like in Africa, different tribes, you got the Nigerians. You got the Ethiopians. That's one ancient. You had the Nubians, but you know they're known by that. You know what I'm saying? We're the only people that don't have a nationality. For all I know, we're the lost children of Israel.
All right,
El Israel.
I want to go back to something you had said a few minutes ago. You said we built this country, and
right.
Now, as you say that, though, you built this country. How much respect you get for it?
Oh, you don't get none, because the only thing that you get.
So at the same time, why are you saying, you know, you built this country and I'm not leaving something I built, but you don't get the credit for building it. You don't get none. You don't get to get the fruits of your labor. You don't. Where's your 40% in the move? And you know, at the same time, while we're saying that, we got to understand that that's why a lot of people. I mean, you love where you supposedly have came from. You have to love. You love your mother, which means you have to love your motherland. So if that's the case, but this is like the uncle that adopted you. This where you're at right now is like that uncle that adopted you who you never met. That's just my take on it.
Yeah, but you think about it, really, this is all we know right here. We probably get treated maybe different, or we probably get treated like the normal Africans would treat us when they come over here. See, but this is the land of opportunity. A lot of them countries don't have opportunities in which we have, but we have got so oppressive of ourselves, that we don't take advantage of certain opportunities. You know, we just want to make an excuse. You know, I mean, we build it. So upon building it, we can reconnect ourselves into what we build. Well, not the credit, but we can actually look for the fruits of our labor, but we got to keep on working. You know, we work for free. Our ancestors worked for free 400 years just to make it right, you know.
Right. And thanks for the call, man. And, you know, I think one thing that, he's saying, which is something throughout this discussion everybody's going to have to come to grip with, no matter how Afrocentric you are, no matter how Afrocentric you claim you are, no matter how much you do love the motherland, which you are supposed, like you say, love the mother and the motherland,
right.
But you got to remember, you are westernized.
No doubt.
And you've been, I mean, that's just ingrained in you at this point. And I mean, for some of the people, like I think Lonnie comment, and that brother's very Afrocentric, but I mean, like the comment with the dog, you've got westernized ways and westernized beliefs, and that's going to go with you wherever you go, because you're not going to fully get rid of all of that.
Right.
No matter how much Afrocentricity you embrace, no matter how African-centered you try to be, you're going to carry some of that with you. I mean, first of all, we're all kind of used to this allegedly technologically advanced country of America. We're used to that. It's going to be hard for you to go to some country in Africa that doesn't have reliable electricity. That's going to get on your nerves.
No doubt. I could agree with that.
Yeah.
I could, and
you know, just some of the comfort, just some of the stuff that you call the comforts of home, you're going to have a problem letting go of.
Yeah, you become a product of your environment. You've grown here. You've been. I don't want to say spoiled here, but you've come. Everything that we take for granted that, you know, a lot of people over there don't have. So, like you said, with electricity and everything like that. So, yeah, I mean, I would become uncomfortable. Then I would become irritated with the area that I'm in.
Right.
So, yeah, I could agree with that.
Right.
And then that works in reverse, too. I mean, the natives may even hate you for going back over there.
No doubt.
Bringing your ideals and probably imposing your westernized ideals. Well, I won't even say imposing, but just bringing that.
Yeah, just bringing it right. Yeah,
that,
right.
You know, they cannot relate to.
Right.
You know,
well,
and
or
for
just,
you shunning their simple way of life.
Well, that depends on where you go. I don't know about. I mean, again, when we're talking about going back to the motherland, I got a few examples of a few different countries. We can't cover them all, but I mean, if you're talking about the Congo, that's what you're talking about more like maybe that simple way of life you were talking about, because they're not as up on the technological side. I mean, reliable electricity in a lot of their towns
right.
and cities. But if you go to South Africa, that's almost like being here, because
yes.
you
right.
know they have more of a reliable grid. They're more
right.
up on the technological side, but then they got a whole lot of issues too. The disparity between rich and poor over there is just ridiculous.
But see, a lot of Caucasians also live in South Africa.
Well, again, that's why it was so right, because of
so
apartheid, because they was holding it down the way they were. That's
right.
why it was so technologically advanced.
Right.
I agree with that, but I also, to go back to some candidates that said about, you got the people who come in from over there or who come here who don't like us, your own
right.
people.
And you're going to you're gonna have to deal with
that. You're
going to
have to deal
you're
with
that. Because it's going to be a culture clash.
Yeah.
You're going to bring some of this Western philosophy with you, just like the dog. I mean, with that story, the host was probably insulted.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Was probably insulted.
Because
But see, at the end of the day, you don't know what's what and where you go over there. You don't know what people tend to like. I got you. We're gonna take a real quick break, and we'll be right back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
That's cool, yeah. And hey, 310-815. We're gonna start jumping into the calls when we come back. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow our heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'm a fucking ball. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh?
Black cars, black cars, black on black, black bras. Whole lot of money in a black bag. Black strap, you know what that's for.
Truth Brothers Radio.
There's a war going on in the streets.
It's the war on thirst. Sprunk is winning the war on thirst with the new grenade-shaped cans.
Hey, yo, pull the pin and blow your thirst right off in that brand-new taste explosion.
Boom! That's the sound of refreshment. Sprunk. Go AWOL from the Cola Wars with an energizing mix of lemon, lime, 10 times the caffeine and sugar.
Plus, mercury and benzene for that extra pop.
Yo, it'll bring the temperature right up. And the bubbles. Other beverages use carbon dioxide.
We use ether to kick up that phase. Thanks to all that mercury, you won't remember anything that tasted so good. Now pick up a Sprunk Thermonuclear 6-Pack. Kill thirst and liven up the party. Toss your friends a Sprunk in a grenade shake can and enter the Sprunk Sweepstakes where you can win a real case of grenades. Sprunk, blow your thirst right off in that brand new taste explosion.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like capture big things, dual chip, money clip, phone flip the six range. And seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio, and we're talking about Would You Go Home? 310, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
310, 612.
310.
Okay, that's me. That's Kim.
Hey, what's going on, Kim? How you doing?
Hey, you guys. How's everybody doing over there?
All right.
You're doing well,
good.
Kim.
How you feeling?
Doing? Tripping over
Fine.
Your story, though. Oh, wow.
Yeah, my girlfriend was just put out. You know, she was in South Africa, and you guys were saying, and it's true, South Africa is like the United States in the sense of technology and high-rise buildings, and people are living in the good life, per se. This home that she had gone to visit with a girlfriend of hers who was born there, these people lived in a fabulous home,
mm-hmm.
but they still embraced their culture.
Okay.
Which is what one tends to do.
Exactly.
And ours don't make it wrong. Just different.
Just different, exactly. And so my take on it was, you know, to go someplace that you've never been, okay, you can read about Africa, you can get as Afrocentric as you want to, but to be immersed in it, that's a whole different story. These people, their mindsets are not of the Western world. They emulate us, but to only an extent. You know what I mean? They don't embrace everything about us because they still hold tight to their culture.
Let me ask you this, Kim, real fast. Are you just a quick question? If you you said that you if to go someplace you've never been, do you mean as far as like with culture or like just a place in general that you've never been before?
I'm just saying just in general. For instance, when I was in Memphis was a culture
right.
shock.
I was about to say that. Yeah, because
Negroes down there.
Yeah,
down there.
Totally agree with you. Because that's what I was about to get into about going down south. Like, they are nowhere near where we at. I want to say north. They're nowhere near where we're at.
They ass backwards down here. Ass backwards. Love it. You know, I love the fact that, they are very warm-hearted people, but they kind of slow. They kind of slow. Even though they go...
I did say that.
You know, and for the most part, it was certain things about them. For instance, the way they allowed white people to treat them, as opposed to how we allow white people to treat us over on this side of the country, is so abjectly different. It's just like night and day.
Yeah, totally agree with you.
Mm. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, getting back on the Africa thing, I think that we got to understand. Of course, they're going to embrace their culture, but then a lot of times the cultural issues goes to their detriment sometimes. In a lot of ways, that's the problem with a lot of these African countries. They got so many tribes. Remember, the border lines were drawn up mostly from when the Europeans colonized the place. So a lot of the borderlines were just drawn up imaginary anyway. And when you look at certain places, like I can tell you, take Iraq for example. When the British left that area, they split Iraq and Iran up and Kuwait, and they split it up in a way to culturally divide them so that they would have tension and beef with one another. And that way, if they're fighting amongst themselves, they can't remember who colonized them. And it's like that in Africa. I mean, that's a lot of the problems in Africa. A whole lot of things about going back home. And thanks for the call, too, sis.
Really appreciate that, Kevin.
Yeah, and when you're talking about going back there, you got to figure out what area are you going to go back to. If you trace your origin or your ancestry like Lonnie did, let's say Lonnie was to go back, do you really want to leave? Would you really leave Chicago to go live in Sierra Leone?
I mean, not now, no.
I don't know.
Well, I'm being for real.
I don't know if I would go and leave to live.
Well,
I think I would like to visit to find out if this is something that I could adapt to.
I would,
but it would be nice to have the experience to delve into something that you know that you've originated from.
Right.
I think it's awesome that Lonnie traced back his heritage like that. I mean, if you know, and I may need to get with him to see, you know, how you go about doing that.
Oh, well,
but,
yeah, we can
you
work
know,
that out.
That
yeah.
Something like that piques your interest and
true.
You want to delve deeper
true.
Into it.
But, I mean, if I go back,
I ain't gonna even lie. I wouldn't mind living over there.
Okay, where, though? Would you go to the Democratic Republic of Congo?
That's what I'm saying. It'll be a decision. I'm making the decision. Like, I wouldn't mind going there to live based on the fact that I just it for some it's like it's almost like something draws you there.
True.
And it may be that you're just intrigued by the place or whatever it may be, but I think that I wouldn't mind living there giving the opportunity. Are there other places I would pick to go first? Yes.
Okay,
but
this is the question. Where? Because I mean, going back to the motherland does sound enticing. Going back to Africa to live, but Africa's a continent. There's a whole bunch of countries there. And, boy, if you pick the wrong one, I mean, I don't want to pick up and move my family and go somewhere, and 6 months later, a civil war jumps off.
You're right.
And they chopping off arms and raiding homes. I'm the American. I don't care how – I can say I'm African-American all I want. I can say I'm African all I want. I'm going to be the outsider no matter how you look at it.
Yeah, depending on where you go.
And that
you're
means
right.
You could put your family in the middle of some serious heat, and I don't mean Cabrini
right.
Green type heat.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like even it's a place of where you go anyway. Like you got dudes that come from New York just go to LA and they got beef with them. And I'm not saying it's I know that I'm not it's not the same thing. I understand that. But I'm just saying you could come from another area and from anywhere and have some type of beef, because, like, you know.
Yeah, Civil War beef is different, though.
I'm just saying.
That's
death, though, but
no,
I feel what
no,
you're saying.
No, them breaking into my house, putting a gun to my face and raping my wife because it's a civil war, and then taking my kids to make them soldiers is something totally different than getting jacked. I'm just saying. I mean, me, myself, I mean, I don't even see South Africa as enticing to me, because As far as they've come as a country, you're not going to tell me that the low-lying racial tension ain't still there. You're not going to tell me that's not still there. And I don't want to get caught up in that. I mean, me, myself, going over there, and then you telling me that I'm not black, I could be considered what they call colored, or just because I'm not dark enough, I could catch beef from both ends. And then I'm the American.
Right,
it's real though.
But
I've heard for the simple fact we didn't ask to be here.
True,
we were taken from our native land and brought here. So you know, even if we did go back to visit, you know, and trace our roots, trace our steps, and even if you had a conversation with someone there to say, hey, look, I'm simply here just to figure out where I came from. I want to know more about my history. They still may look at you, you know, with a side eye because they don't understand why you would want to come here now. Or
right.
they won't recognize the simple fact that, hey, we didn't ask
for
America.
You have a lot of celebrities and everybody, like black celebrities, that went over there and say that they've been embraced by a lot
true.
Of people.
Like Dave Chappelle.
Right.
Yeah.
Chappelle,
right.
Will Smith, Chris Rock, all of them. Cosby even said when they went, they go in there, and Steve Harvey, all of them said that when they went back, they were embraced by the
true.
People.
But
and that's a
good.
But, right.
And that's
but Chappelle a said that they didn't even know who he was when he got off the plane.
Okay.
Chappelle said
okay.
they didn't know who he was. It was just
he was coming back there, and that's why he stayed as long as he did, because he got a, he was able to get away from all everything that was happening over here with him.
Right.
So, I mean, it, at the same time, like, they knew who Steve Harvey is. They picked him up and bounced him around and everything. But, I mean, like, people like Chappelle who, I mean, it depends. I believe it depends on where you go.
It definitely depends
so
on where you go.
514-1202 is the number.
Matter of fact, I got some examples of a couple of different countries in Africa that you might want to do some research on, because I'm gonna tell you something else, and I mean, I don't mean this as disrespectful. I'm kind of just, this is kind of the truth. It's hard to find a stable country in Africa that you're talking about on that level where you want to feel secure. And I mean, from the outside looking in, I don't think I would like South Africa. I South Africa don't do it for me personally, because I just don't like, it's a giant disparity between rich and poor. But then again, you're going to find that all over the continent.
That's what I mean,
and
it doesn't really matter there.
But it's greater. It's more exacerbated there.
I feel you, but it's still, I mean, I feel you saying that you're taking it to a different degree, but it's still rich and poor.
Yeah, but you ain't got a lot of shanty towns in Chicago. You just don't. You ain't going to go a certain place on the freeway and then you see a whole bunch of shanty homes. You're not going to find that here. It's hard. You're going to be hard-pressed to find that. Do you have a large population of homeless? Yes. But you don't have a bunch of open shanty towns that you can see here. And that, and seeing those things, like I say, I've done some traveling, and to see them things, it messes with me.
I got you.
It messes with me.
I hear you. I'm just... To me, I think we take in everything that we think, and not just you, we take everything that we think about Africa, and we multiply it to a different degree because of what we've been taught to think about it. Like, I was taught that when somebody told me there are places in Africa that look like it's over here, I was like, that can't be possible.
Well, why would you say that?
Because I was, as a kid growing up.
Oh, I got you.
That's
okay.
What I'm saying.
Okay.
As a kid growing up, all you saw was half-naked people wearing hula skirts
and all these things.
Like, that's all you see. So you like, no, that's, they don't wear shoes over there. And as you get older, you tend to like, oh, no, I'm on TV and on YouTube. And it looks like. It looks like downtown Chicago. It looks like some looks like an upscale neighborhood. So I think that we tend to take the fact that it's something that we've been brainwashed with and multiply it to be worse than what it is. But with that being said, I want everybody to move over there, 818-514-1202. Call back and let us know what your comment may be to that. We're going to take a real quick break. Truth Brothers Radio.
You know how we do, Rockefeller, forever.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Catch me, taking through your town, putting it down. Y'all relating, no waiting, I'll make your block infrared hot. I'm like Satan, y'all feel a nigga struggle. Y'all think a nigga Luddle, hustle behind the wheel. Trying to escape my trouble, can't stop the greeting me. I'm talking sweet the keys, cursing the very.
Truth Brothers Radio.
He's a living musical legend. He's the mighty Marvin Clardy, the world's most arrogant gospel singer in the world. Introducing his greatest hit CD, God Chose Me. All of Marvin's most conceited classics are here, including his celebrated God Twin.
You made mistakes, leave the hill. Just ask God Twin. Mistakes, leave the hill. Just ask God Twin.
Order now and receive over 40 of Marvin's most praiseworthy, arrogant gospel hits, including
Jesus Called Me, and I Put Him on Hold.
The congregation. Back of the congregation, black, black, black
head. God Chose Me contains all of Marvin's most beloved tunes, plus a few of his big-headed bonus tracks, including God Made Me Better Than You.
God made me. They made me so much, so much better than it made you.
don't want to miss out on a man Gospel Illustrated called the most arrogant and least talented gospel singer in history. Pastor Marvin believes that only he has the power to get you into heaven. So buy this CD today or you're going straight to hell. Order now.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It's
getting the people going.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio.
That's the hotness.
That's the hotness, we're back, man. And we're talking about would you go home? Would you go back to the motherland to live? Now, I was doing some research, okay. And I was trying to find a place where I think I would be comfortable and a place that is very stable. And the best place I could find was Botswana. Now, Botswana was also the place where they happened to film, I remember Jill Scott series, the number one ladies detective agency.
Mm-hmm.
Love that
Hulu,
show. Right. Yeah, with the, yeah. Love that show.
The Hulu dollar.
Yeah. Yeah. And the and as they were, the Pula, yeah.
Money.
As I was watching that show and was seeing, you know, the places where they were filming, I was like, wow, that's pretty nice. I could, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was doing some research. So here's what I found. Now, Botswana is considered one of the most stable African countries. And one of the reason is, of course, you know, it's not perfect. No place is. But check this out. When you get to places, they have a lot of religious freedom there. They gained independence back in 1966 and has had almost a half century of unbroken stability. That means they've never had any civil wars, any type of unrest in that regard. No civil wars, no attempted coups, no political violence, full democracy, a genuine libertarian constitution, and almost no corruption. Now, of course, they have little corruption, just like right. You would, but it would be considered like you have here. It wouldn't be something that would destabilize the country. It wouldn't be a scandal that's so bad that it could just break everything apart. It would just be okay.
Now,
someone got caught with their hand in the till,
right.
And they go into jail.
My question is, and that you pretty much almost answered the crime and punishment thing over there, though. That's what.
Okay.
I was about to get into that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me finish real quick. Botswana has a civic education system in which all kids learn that there are tribes and their justice is respected, but Botswana comes first. They also learn that a beautiful country comes with good laws and strong penalties for misbehavior, which is worth far more than money. So in other words, they're taught that country comes first. A lot of patriotism, which kind of like is here in a sense. Second, there are only three tribes in the country. None of them have the upper hand. Third, all the tribes speak their language, but the national language is Setswana. I don't know what language that is, but that's the one everybody learns. One language. Now you can learn your tribal language and your tribal thing,
right,
but
yeah.
You're going to
you
learn
speak
your right.
Spanish and your French,
right.
But the language here is English. I got it.
Botswana gained independence, but there has only been one party in power, the Botswana Democratic Party. There are no restrictions for other parties, and there's not so much of a hint of electoral unfairness. So they don't fix the elections. They're not fixing it so one party stays in power. The party that's in power is the party that the people seem to be choosing. When they have an election, no one is complaining fraud. You don't hear about the UN got to come in and watch the elections and people getting beat up and all of that. All of the political parties have set an example by being squeaky clean in their personal and financial affairs. The mantra heard frequently is, corrupt people fear information. I love that quote. Corrupt people fear information, which encourages a free press.
I just like that. It's a very stable place, and you can see that they set a lot of principles based on freedom, democracy, but above all, knowledge and knowing that the country comes first. All the other secondary riffing is put to the side in order for the country to survive. I could deal with that. 818-514-1202. What do you guys think? Where would you like to go?
I mean, with that, I mean, like I said, it's just to me. I mean, that sounds like a good place to go. You know, it's one of them places that I would have to see. I'm not subjected to just one part of Africa. I don't believe. Like,
okay, well, where would you go? Again, I mean, if you pick a place to live, you're going to subject yourself
right,
to
that's
one
what
part.
I'm saying for right now, if I had a choice, I just know that I would go back there for the reason of being there for me. I mean, I don't have a one set place that I would go. It would be like going traveling state to state, like here. I mean, maybe I'd do it like that. I don't know, because I would have to.
I mean, if you went state to state,
I would find a place. But it, again, I don't know everything that goes on in Oregon. Oregon could be a great place.
Doubt.
What I'm saying is, I would have to go to that place and see how it was there before I made my own personal decision.
True, but we're just saying if you were to go home. You're going to have to do – everybody would have to do some research.
That's what I'm
everybody is going to pick a place that – I mean, for me, the way that sounds a lot better than Sierra Leone.
Right. I give you that. But
so
that's what I'm saying.
You know,
but that's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to throw a dart on a board and say that's where I'm going.
I mean,
well, let me ask you this question. If you traced your lineage and found that you were from Sierra Leone.
I ain't going.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just being real.
It ain't like I'm going to find my great uncle – baka, baka, baka there. I'm just going, if that's where my ancestry came from, that's great. They were chopping, I mean, not too long ago, they were chopping off arms in Sierra Leone. That means I'm not going to pack up and move my family over
there.
That's
what I'm saying. I mean, you could, the thing is, I'm saying find out where I would go first.
Well,
there.
No doubt.
No. I don't mean I would find where I'm going first here. Let's just say I started off in Botswana, and I didn't like Botswana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to do my traveling around that area until I found, because I don't know the area there. So what I would do is find my way around places in Africa, and then if I find an area that I'm comfortable with, then I'd settle there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what we're reading could be great. Like, we can hear all this about Botswana and then get there, and it's just not for you.
No doubt, but I mean, that goes with the whole thing. But at the same time, to make a decision of where you would go, the political stability of the country is something you have to take into order. For me, the religious aspect of the thing, I mean, there's some places in Africa where they're still hunting and killing people, calling them witches and stuff. I don't want to deal with that.
I guess it really all boils down to, what are you looking to find going back there?
True.
You know, you can sit here and we can have this conversation between you two all night, but it shouldn't be between us two.
818-514-1202.
There you go. But I mean, just to really, what would you be looking for? Are you looking to find your ancestry? Are you looking to
find
a new place to live?
Well,
the
topic of the thing wasn't, would you visit? Of course, I would visit any place. That's fine.
No, if
but
you
would
live
you
there.
Go right? You're picking a place. If you were to go back,
but
a place
she's saying
to live.
Why would you go there to live? That's what she's asking.
Right, and I'm saying I want to look at the political stability.
Right.
I want to look at the the level of development? Is it a stable electrical grid? Is there roads?
Right.
Is there highways? Is there this? Is there that?
How's the
economy there? You know,
right, and
that's
your
important.
Personal reasonings, and that's fine. But some people, you know, they may have their own personal
right. Exactly,
reasons.
That's what she's
like
saying.
Like Chappelle,
okay.
Who's looking
what,
to go
what,
on
what
a personal,
would you look for?
For a personal journey, my quest would be more informational. You know, just to get. Just to trace back my lineage and understand the
to live, because
no,
I know I'm not talking about a visit.
I can't say to live. I would have to get an understanding of what it is, of how that culture lives and where I came from. So I can't say that. Yeah, okay, I would just pick up and move down there. I don't know enough about it. Would I like to visit? Yes. Now, from there, I may make a decision that, hey, this is somewhere I think
right.
I can adapt
right.
And,
right.
and become a part of this. Maybe this is the missing link to my existence this whole time. So it's really hard to say for me to come out and just say, yeah, I would move back there.
Mine would actually be for the people, man. My reason would be to live with, like she said, hers would be for information. I would go as long. I would have to go where the people are okay. I mean, everything else. I think. I mean, the people and of course the economy and the government. Those are my three. But mainly, I think those are the ones that I would look for as far as going there to live. Like the economy is bad everywhere. You're not going to find a real boom in the economy. Like a halfway decent economy. With good people and the democracy, I'm cool.
I just think it'll be difficult being centuries removed.
I mean, South Africa has a for the area. South Africa
right.
has a halfway decent economy,
but that's
but
what I'm saying.
All of Africa has high unemployment. So I mean,
that's,
when I was doing my research, I found that all over the place.
Halfway decent economy. I mean, some place where the unemployment rate ain't at the highest. Where it's not at the highest level. If it's people are finding jobs, like you got places here, people like from what I've heard, down south is a lot easier to find. Down south, Arizona, these places are easier to find employment than it is in Chicago, New York, L.A., all of these up north states. So therefore, I'm saying it might be that way over there. There could be states or places where it's easier to find work. Than it would be in other places. That's what I mean by halfway decent economy.
I got you. Yeah.
I mean, the economy's bad everywhere. There's no one place everywhere.
There's difference between a bad economy here and 50% unemployment, like in Iraq right now. It's 50% unemployment. You got young people who don't have jobs, and when you got that, that's a bad mixture for the instability. Of a country, I don't want to pick that, you know.
But
even if, because most of us,
I mean,
coming from America, let's just assume you're gonna come over there with some money.
If you say that, is that a halfway decent economy? If you're saying that we have, that's a bad mixture for what did you just say? That's a bad mixture.
Dude,
you know,
a high unemployment rate for any country
right.
can cause instability.
Right. So that's why a halfway decent economy.
What do you consider a halfway decent economy?
I just explained that.
Gave you an example.
Example wasn't what I said, though.
But South Africa, compared to a lot of places in the region, economy is a lot better than. But it's still a high unemployment rate.
And
so
I understand.
So
that.
Is this okay? So are your reasonings more?
No, it's just not my reasoning. I'm asking you guys.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I told you. I'm going to be looking at one for me. The stability of the country to me is paramount for me. If I pick a place, I want to pick a place that's not going to have a coup in 6 months and not going to have a civil war in 6 months. I'm just looking at that. I mean, I looked at the Democratic Republic of Congo. Which, you know, if I'm going there if I want to go there to be a veterinarian or do some animal research, that might be a place I'd want to go. To live, not for me. Not for me. It's too unstable. It's very unstable,
yeah,
and I don't want to get caught up
you
in
know
that.
What, but that's what I'm saying. That what the reasons behind that, like, okay, like you just said, is the stability of the I forgot what you were saying. My brain is elsewhere.
Right.
But the stability of that, and like I said, how's the economy there?
Terrible.
That's exactly what I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying, though. I wouldn't go there because that place does not meet my needs that I just said.
Right.
Right. So that was my whole point of what I was saying.
If I had to choose a place, I would choose, and I gave the reasons why.
Right. We understand that.
Right.
But what we're saying is, for my personal reasons, I said I would want the people. The Congo doesn't sound like it's a group of people who's down to be cool with you coming there.
I didn't say you did.
I said sounds like.
Give me some examples. Name some countries. Y'all, give me some countries that y'all done checked out then and y'all want to, you would think you would mess with.
Bro,
I got
if I had to choose... Maybe if you're putting say, hey, you got to pick a place to go. I don't. I couldn't do Nigeria. I know I couldn't do that. I'm sorry. Maybe I couldn't do Rwanda. I'm going through
right. And you know what? There's places in Rwanda that's beautiful.
I know, but I'm just
there's
saying
places in Rwanda. And
it's that whole right. Some could pop off. That's to me.
I feel you. I feel
so
you.
So I'm trying to get a place in my. If I don't know, maybe Egypt. I don't know, maybe.
Right,
maybe Egypt.
Got a caller?
Yeah, we got a caller. 951. You're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hi, this is Mona.
Hey, Mona.
How are you? Hey, everyone. I'm kind of late, so I don't know what's going on, but this is my question. What happens if we come economically sound with businesses while Africa is in despair all across the board? Will Africans support our businesses, or will they shun us?
Oh, I think if we come
prepared, you know, with our own business, say we all get together, we have a company, and we're going to go to Africa, and we're going to open up. How are they going to feel when they're in despair? And here comes these Black Americans. How do they feel about? You know what I'm saying?
Right, but I think
if you're coming there and you're hiring them as employees. I think I would think they would be more apt to support your business.
I think so too. I mean, you got the Chinese is in Africa in the continent heavily working with a lot of nations and doing a lot of building and doing a lot of work there, and they don't seem to have a problem.
Yeah, but I think what Mona Mike could be saying is maybe they respect other people more than they respect you for, because they might take you as a traitor for coming over.
Why would you be a traitor?
Because at the same time, I've had people who've come. You ask me a question, and I'm going to answer your question. You see, you have people who come from there over here and who would have an attitude with you for no apparent reason. But will respect that Asian man who just walked into a store. They will have
exactly.
An attitude. You.
Okay.
That's what
okay,
I'm
but you, but you just gave the example on how like Dave Chappelle and Steve Harvey and other people
right.
went back there and were embraced. So if you coming back there to open up a factory and give jobs, why wouldn't you be embraced?
Because the same reason why wouldn't be. I'm sorry, Mona. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Would they think that we as Black Americans are coming to exploit them? Are we coming to you know come home you know to our country? Are we coming to exploit them? And they're not economically sound, you know. I don't know if that's a good look or not. So
if you're looking at the European who has exploited them and does business with them, they're not running them out. The Indians exploited them, and I don't mean the American so-called. I'm talking about Indians
right.
go over there and exploit them, and they don't seem to run them out. The Arabs, especially in Northern Africa. Is running rampant and running roughshod over a lot of Africans, and they're not running them out. I don't see how they would do that to us.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah,
just saying.
I feel you. It's just like I said. I kind of see why. You know, I was actually had a conversation with a guy from over there, and it was a guy I actually had a beef with. He had a beef with me for some odd reason. Never knew why, and he was from
right.
Nigeria.
Right.
He came here, and he just instantly just had a thing against me.
Right.
So, and then you know, another Nigerian who I was actually cool with told me that yeah, when I first got here, I had beef with black men because we think a certain way about you before we get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
Like they already have it in their head that. You're lazy, you're this, you're that,
yes.
You're gangbangers, you're this. Even if, but they don't have, like he told me, they don't have the same look as they have towards an Asian, the
uh-huh.
same look towards a Hispanic,
right.
the same towards a white man. It's just when they look at you,
right.
they see that it's that
right.
self-hated thing. So that's why I said that maybe I could see what Mona was saying.
Yeah, No.
I'm just saying, as far as what she's saying is, would they embrace us because they already have an inner hatred towards us anyway. But you were saying about the Asian, they would probably, oh yeah, come on, because you know they don't hate them, but they don't. I've rarely seen a hatred towards them.
Right. Well, okay. In the same respect, African Americans have a same inner hatred towards Africans. So
well,
I think, Go ahead, Mona.
Okay, I'm a hairstylist, and we have Africans, Ethiopians, Nigerians, and when they come to get their hair done, they're more likely to go to a brown skin or darker skin stylist in opposed to me. How do I define beauty to them? So I really have to speak to them and talk to them, and because they already have a stereotype against me. Mm-hmm. I'm not an African. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. When we go over there, how are we looked upon?
Yeah.
You get a point.
And, right. And, I mean, at the same time, African-Americans carry that same stereotype about them. We just did a show 2 weeks back about the self-hated, and we're saying about the African booty scratches and how we treat the darker shade of us than opposed to the others. So, I mean, it goes both ways.
I don't think personally that it's you was about to say something, Candace? I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off.
No, it's just – all I was going to say is it's just a self-hatred that's mm-hmm. just ingrained in us so deep. And
yep.
it's so many centuries removed. Yep. We're so many centuries removed from whence we came.
Yep.
Matter of fact, I threw the subject out at work today to tell a couple of my coworkers that we were going to be talking about this.
And thanks for the call, Mona.
Would you go back to Africa? And young brother there, he said, oh, I'm not from Africa. You know?
Right.
Because we are just trained that we are Americans. You know, we don't think twice about, you know, our natural differences, the extra melanin in our skin or our thicker noses or our thicker hair. We don't think about it like that. We just figure, hey, I'm in America. I'm an American. Okay. You know, if that's what your W-2, W-4 says, all right, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if we don't delve into ourselves to want to know more about where we come from. They're not going to teach it to you in school. You know, it's going to have to be something that's in you that you want to germinate and bring out. But, okay.
And I mean, to go off what you were saying, I mean, I feel what you're saying there. And I mean, a young dude would say he wouldn't go back. But if you asked him, do he hate the people in Africa, or does he have anything against the people in Africa? That's something different, because I just think he embraces America. I don't think he necessarily hates Africa.
No, I'm not gonna say he hates it, but it's one of those things. Oh, I'm not African. Like I can't associate myself with that.
Right, but see,
because
my thing
he doesn't
is,
understand that. Yeah, you are. But you know,
I mean,
if we really want to go that deep,
that,
as far as what historians
that do that.
Have to say, we all originate from Africa, but that's a whole nother show.
Right. And you also got to keep in mind about the whole divide and conquer thing. Remember, the same cat that kidnapped us and took us from Africa went back over there, took over and carved the whole place up.
Yeah.
So the same, you know, in a sense, the same dog that bit you bit them too, and they got interdivisions. They got serious interdivisions amongst themselves in Africa that has been set upon them by their colonizers. Just the same way we have interdivisions against each other in America.
Yep, the Hutus and the Tutsis.
Exactly.
Bloods,
I mean,
and Crips here.
When I found out when I did my research on Rwanda and found out the Hutus and the Tutsis, all that was just some names that was divided up and given to them by their French colonizers, that just freaked me out.
Yeah,
and they carried it along, but we do the same thing. We were just bussing on the people down south. The people down south be bussing on us, the dark skin against the light skin. You know, we did that a couple of shows back.
Right.
And it's real. And remember, the person, the colonizers, that's the whole Willie Lynch on a global scale, is to keep you fighting amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, they got to deal with their prejudice towards us, just like we got to deal with our prejudice towards them.
I mean, I feel that, but to me, I just think it's a bigger, it's more directed towards us than it. I don't even want to say us. Like, I think it's more directed towards African Americans. I want to say that more towards African American than it is the other way around. I think,
you know, maybe if we had an African on the show, they might would say the same thing. From their point of view, they might feel
it. I think a big part of it is because
them.
America is so corrupt, and to sit and just look at how we're stereotyped.
Mm.
You know, just from your reality shows, your movies, your video, your music videos, how we're stereotyped mm-hmm. and how that gets portrayed mm-hmm. all across the
yep.
globe.
Right.
Not even here, across the globe.
Okay.
So, like you said earlier, this already a subliminal prototype of what they believe you are. I'm going to tell you, when I first experienced the internet, I was in high school, my senior year of high school. I had a computer programming class. We reached out to some students over in Africa. And one of the questions we asked via internet was, what do you think about Americans? And their response was, they thought that we like punk music, rock music, rap music, and that we wear bandanas and ripped jeans. And this is the late 90s now.
Right.
You know, we're wearing ripped jeans and bandanas and different things like that. So in their mind, they already have a preconception of who they believe us to be. You know, and we have a preconception of what we believe that they are. So with that being said, it's all just ideals. We really don't know one another. We really don't know who we are.
Let me ask you this, though, Ken. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Have you ever came across any an African, Nigerian, any person? Have you ever just came across one and just, well, like you had a chance to meet one and just, chop it up with them?
Yeah.
Now, did you instantly, before you met him, you looked at him and said, I don't like this person?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
My point is that I've seen on more than one occasion where but Africans just look at you, regardless of how you look, because we are stereotyped. I give you that.
Yes.
But that doesn't keep me from walking down the street seeing a young brother who I'm not going to not talk to him because he has on the skinny jeans. Would I roast him? Yeah. But I'm not going to not talk to him and say, I don't like you because
right.
you're wearing skinny jeans and then your pants are off you. But at the same time, like I was saying, the Nigerian would look at you and say, I have a problem with you.
Well, part of that is because you're American.
But that's what I'm saying.
That you're American now.
And that was my point that I was making earlier about how I believe it's worse on the other end than it is here. Because if we look at an African, I don't think we have a problem with them. I'm like, okay, yeah, you're African. Cool.
Yeah, but you're
that's
coming
the same
at it from
thing.
Your point
that's
of view.
No,
I'm coming at it from your experience.
Right.
But that's the same thing that we believe that Caucasians feel about black
yeah.
people.
It's
you
coming
know,
from
hey,
your experience.
Hey, you're black. Sucks to be you. I'm not saying that for all Caucasians, so I
right.
don't want to put that out there. But I'm just saying, if we're talking in stereotypes, if we're talking in ideology, some people could correlate that.
Right.
Yep.
That's what my key point to that is, like you said, I put that up against every African that I've met, and that's just me. I give you that.
Okay.
But I'm saying everyone that I've met
that's
have
you.
Came across
I haven't had
that
problem.
Way.
I've never came across that.
That I mean, 818-514. I know we're getting ready to get out of here.
Yeah.
I know we're getting ready to get out of here. But again, I know we're gonna have some comments. If you guys have came across anything like that, please hit up the Two Brothers group. Put your comments in there about tonight's show and the daughters and everything like that. We enjoyed everybody who called in to
right.
stay up with the Two Brothers all across the world, all across the globe.
I think it's fine to be just out. Great show. Thanks, Mona. Thanks, Mr. Lucy. Kim, everybody who called in. Robbie. There you go. Wonderful show. Thanks, everybody. This has been a G Network presentation. And we let you know that if you're not listening to the Two Brothers, then you're listening to the Two Brothers. Thank you.